What's up, everybody? My name is Shan. That is Greg. I'm Black and Bothered. My podcast is She Gets a Pod or Cozy Room Pod or So What Page Beyond Big Podcast. This is Loud Mouth Stereo. We're here every Wednesday and Saturday at 9:30. And Greg and I decided to give y'all a show today. This was not a COVID show, but COVID is like quicksand, where once you start talking about it, you take into more discussion of COVID. We brought up the CDC because we're talking about going outside, and it turned into this COVID bomb of conversation. Yes. We are talking about 10 things you may want to do or we may want to do once everything opens up. I'm in Georgia. We've been open like prostitutes, punani. Greg and me. So maybe some things are closed, but I don't really care for going out much. So we're going down our list of 10 things we would like to do once everything's opened up for both of us. You can find our merch on Loudmouth, on Teespring, the shop. Sorry, I got a mask in my eye. I'm washing my face. And have Loudmouth Stereo podcast platforms soon. This will be one of the first episodes on that platform, so keep a lookout for that. I will be editing and posting it up, but we appreciate you guys coming through. If you would like to subscribe, you can. It's $3. We are here again consistently every Wednesday and Saturday. If you don't see us, we will let you know on our Instagrams or Twitter. But we're pretty consistent. Our shows are not boxed by only one type of topic. We go everywhere with our topics, but we give you information that you want to hear and you can interact with. And we appreciate everybody coming in here, dropping their messages and shit. So we got to continue the show.
Let's go.
Hey, Greg, you might need to check your local municipalities. COVID art installations probably are a thing, like, you know, outdoor and 6 feet apart and so on and so forth. There might be something on the ground because I know that stuff like that's been happening, you know, that kind of thing. No. So, yeah.
I cannot wait. My main goal is to go, like a white woman of color, to like like the Rose Garden in D.C. Like, but before the pandemic, I was that type of guy. I didn't like going to like bars and stuff like that. I kind of like grew up. So my thing was going to wine gardens, like the Rose Garden. You can go there at like 6 o'clock. It was nice and breezy outside, but not like too windy. You can sit outside and it would give you wine. Like the Rose Garden, if you ever come to D.C., go to the Rose Garden. They usually have wine on Wednesdays. It's like $20 to $30. And you can walk out of there, white girl wasted. You'd be like, God damn, like D.C. is beautiful. You can see the Capitol from one side and you can see the Washington Monument on the other. If you and your spouse, you decide to come to D.C., you get drunk right on the mall and then you can just walk from end to end. Just like drinking and enjoying yourself. That's one of the little things that I miss about like the normalcy of D.C. and living here all my life. Like I didn't appreciate that shit until COVID when they took it down. And I was like, yo, I have to start doing this stuff. Like I see why like certain white people do things. I'm like, yo, I would never do that in my life. Like I didn't like hiking until I realized like the pandemic hit. I was like, yo, like we're just walking up dirty, musty ass trails. I love that shit now. I fucking love it. I don't know what it is about hiking that I love now. I love that shit. I love being able to just honestly get my like exercise in by walking in a place that I never like would have walked on a normal day. I don't like walking up hills, and trails are perfect because it's not uphill. It's always like something that's different. And I love that shit. So, you know, that's just a bonus of things that, you know, I plan on doing when the pandemic is over. But let's get back to these voicemails.
Okay. Also, what this thing doing is it's changing your immune system. Because look, think about this. They put this vaccine, this MIN, or whatever it is, they put it in you so your body can detect when corona coming and fights it harder, right? But look, what it's doing now is something else getting into you Now it won't fight that because naturally your body will fight that. But now when you get the vaccine put in you, now that is controlling your immune just looking for COVID. But what happens when you get like a something else, another disease? It's not going to fight it. I don't know if y'all been noticing, they've been testing people for HIV, and I seen it's linked to herpes. So this thing is messing us up 100-fold. It's best not to take it. Let your body do it naturally, holla.
Yeah, I was kind of fucked up personally when I looked at a Clorox wipes bottle and I saw coronavirus. I was like, yo, I don't even, like, I never look, other than when I'm taking a shit, and I look at the toothpaste thing and I'm like, what is, like that shit. Whenever I look at something on toothpaste, I'm like, yo, what is that word? Why is there every vowel that I've never used in a word? It's like, why are two A's, an I, a U, a Y, and an E, and a K all together? What word is akanakashigisigibaka? Like, no, like, what the fuck? That, no. So when I saw coronavirus on the back of like a Lysol wipe thing, like a container, I was like, how the fuck is this already on here if we never knew what this was? And they were saying there's different variants. I was like, wait a minute. But if you know there's different variants, and then there has to be like a vaccine that they're working on, right? If it's that important that it's sitting right beside the word influenza on that container. But I'm not into conspiracy theories tonight. I'm not drunk enough. So let's just move on to the next words now.
I honestly don't think Mike is wrong, because if you review the information from the past century, that it's already been done. The genetic modification has been done. The rise of births, the decline of births, the types of vaccines. You can't tell me that they weren't doing something other than what they say they were doing. The proof is there. You just have to read. It's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody like to act like they use condoms, but I think like 9 out of every 10 people don't use condoms. Probably like 1 out of every 10 people who use condoms. And I think that's like empirical data behind that fact.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling Shan, was it Saturday? I think it was either Wednesday or Saturday of last week, when I was talking about how the spike during COVID, the numbers actually went up for Plan B. Because people couldn't bother going, you know, and wearing condoms. They'd rather go raw and deal with the consequences later. No, I know. I was talking to Baylor. I was talking to him on Friday when we were in the Twitter spaces. And he didn't understand what I was saying. I was like, yo, like, in some people's minds, it's better to just bulk buy Plan B pills, go raw and deal with the consequences later, than buy a family pack of condoms. Don't ask where this logic comes from. Just know people do this shit, which is scary as fuck to think about.
I have been asked as a woman to just buy at least a few Plan Bs and just have them. Just like, y'all,
see,
y'all are
yo, you cannot take Plan B like a Flintstone vitamin, but some people they think you can. No, it's so good. It's so good.
I just want to say something a little weird. I'm gonna miss not wearing a mask, because you could just walk down the street and you don't got some random ass creeper talking about, oh, hey, baby, smile. And like, you know, that kind of crap. Like, sometimes I don't feel like smiling. And like, some days just let me mean mug because I'm mean mug. I don't feel like putting on some fake face. Like, I don't know if that sounds weird, but I think I will probably still wear my mask on the train, and like if I, like, you know, if I fly into an airplane and stuff like that, like I think like still will definitely wear a mask for that kind of stuff. Like when I'm in big crowds and what have you, because people be nasty. I did not get a cold over COVID, by the way. I'm just saying. Never got a cold because I wasn't around nasty, sick people.
Okay.
Yep.
Been saving so much money not wearing my makeup, not wearing my lipstick, not wearing my $30 lip pencils, because ain't nobody seeing these lips but me.
No, just wait till the CDC says and your job says that no, like you can't wear a mask in the office. I'm like, yo, what if I'm ugly today? Like, I don't fuck that. I'm wearing this goddamn mask, man. Like, sometimes I feel like I want to be medium ugly. I'm going to wear this goddamn mask. And it's the perfect way of just telling people, like, yo, I don't want to have a fucking conversation. It has saved me so much hassle. When people see you with a mask on, it's not that they watched a Mortal Kombat movie and think that you're Sub-Zero. They're just like, oh, I don't really want to bother them because they look like they're in their own little bubble. And for me, it's better. I'm like, okay, I have my headphones on. I have my mask on, which means leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
It makes life so much better. I'm never in any public place from now on. I'm not wearing a mask, period. Like, if I'm around family, cool. If I'm around my friends, like if I'm at a bar or something like that, and I have to drink, cool. Or I'll just do like, you know, what a lot of people have been doing is going to 7-Eleven and getting the Slurpee mask where it's a mask that has like a zipper where you can just put the straw in the mask. And I was like, yo, there's going to be a lot of women sucking dick in these 7-Eleven masks. And I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be so good.
That a Slurpee straw, I instantly thought about dick.
You know what?
Which brings us to number 8. I'm not.
No,
it's not bad. I'm not flying out nowhere. I'm not trying to fly anywhere. So kudos to the brave flying out of the country and shit. Do what you do, but I'm not planning on flying anywhere. So
yeah.
That's my number 8.
Yeah. Yeah. My number eight of things that I plan on doing is buying a house. The mortgage rates right now are like insanely low. So when like outside opens, number 8 on my list is to buy a house. Living in an apartment, it's great, but I enjoy space and I need more of it. A house will be not only a game changer, and with my family growing and the baby starting to try to walk and stuff like that, we're going to need that space. And if this ever were to happen again, I would be more comfortable knowing, you know what? I have a basement I can go to. I have a man cave. I have a backyard that I can still barbecue at. All the things that I want that I can't get out of my apartment, I can have that in a home. So that's definitely on my top 10 things to do, which is go and house hunt.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I'm wondering if them people that are the Quakers, the ones that live on the Quaker land, are they going to have to take it? Are the Mormon people going to have to take it? Do the Native Americans have a right to say no if they don't want to take it? Like, can you travel? Is it who's traveling without the vaccine? Because some people have religious beliefs, so they're probably able to travel without taking it. So who are those people?
It depends on the laws around their religious beliefs and what they're allowed to do within that. But sometimes, you know, CDC and federal regulations of different companies like an airline or whatever may top or trump whatever they got going on. So I don't know.
Yeah. I have a friend that's Native, and he was saying that, you know, and I talked about him before, but he works at a law firm now, and they are not requiring them to be vaccinated, but they still have to wear the mask and things like that. But his family, for example, they live on the res. So since they live on the res, they won't be vaccinated and they don't really believe in the vaccination. So in order for he's kind of conflicted because it's like his family and like their tribe, they don't believe in the vaccination. But at the same time, he knows eventually it's going to be one of those things where he has to be vaccinated and do things that he would normally do outside the res. So going into like a football stadium, eventually you'll need to be vaccinated to go into work, you know, without a mask. They'll eventually make you do that. They're going to be that moment where you have to go to a doctor or a dentist, and they're going to require you to be vaccinated because that's up next. Oh, you want to go to your dentist? You have to be vaccinated. You have to go to the doctor because they have to be around you to have these conversations, even though they've been doing it for a year. You have to be vaccinated. Your child, for example, they don't have to be vaccinated, but their parents have to be vaccinated because who has to pick them up? You. People who work at school, stuff like that. So for him, he's very conflicted over the fact that he doesn't know if he wants to take the vaccine to be safe around the people that he's with on a day-to-day basis or not be vaccinated and respect his family. And that right there is, I hate to be him.
Let me tell you something. I already made my dentist appointment for after June, like later in June, because I'm not doing it around my birthday. Rebuke the dentist. If they tell me, oh, you need to be vaccinated before you come in, I'm like, can you cancel my appointment? Thank you. Like, mm-hmm. Y'all not about to pigeonhole me.
Yep.
Sticking something into my body so y'all could come in my mouth. No pun intended. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How did we get here? How did we get here?
I'm just saying, doing it.
And I'm rude because I didn't even say good evening. Good evening, she gets the phone. And good evening, Graham.
Good evening.
Right. Hey, hey.
What's happening? I might have just been so like out of pocket just jumping into the conversation. But what I do want to do when the outside does open up is I just want to go outside more.
Yeah.
Get some roller skates and I want to try it again. And I want to get a bike and I want to ride my bike again. And like really take advantage of the fact that I can ride a bike and roller skate. And I took that all for granted after saying I was going to do it for so long.
That's
yeah.
A little
yeah. Yeah.
You could miss. Okay.
Yo, you're going to love the bike. Like,
I rode it.
I don't know what.
I told you, but I need it often.
Yo, I'm telling you, like, honestly, being on the road on a bike, even though a lot of drivers don't really respect the fact that people bike, during the pandemic is probably the best time to do it because it's like, yo, it's just liberating. Like, you're out there, you can have a headphone in one ear and just be riding, and it just feels good to know that you're being active, but you don't have to walk. Like, for me, my average now is like 10 miles. I don't ever see me walking 10 miles in any direction, period. But being on a bike, I see things faster. I get to actually engage in exercise. I still got to do core exercise and stuff like that after the fact. But being able to go see things faster and then come back home and I still broke a sweat, it's fun. And like, you know, Eru said, just being outdoors, like being at one with nature, it makes you appreciate outside. It's just, I don't like inside anymore. Like inside meaning work. I will do anything else outside of work. Like if they told me, you know what, you got to work outside. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Right now while it's warm, you got damn right. Let's do this. But next voicemail.
Well, I mean, tell me who was like, he saw people toes falling off and stuff like that. There's also reports of people taking the vaccine and actually feeling much better with other conditions that they've had than before. So it's like, with science, it's always going to be that there is a risk because we don't know every single thing. If we really, really want to know everything, we could ask that there be some kind of, or put some money behind more STEM schools where kids can actually have more access to science, to studying science, especially where it comes down to like being able to know what our, I don't know if it's DNA or genetics, one of the two. DNA, maybe the DNA, like what kind of properties in certain kind of foods or in vaccines or what have you, conflicts with people's DNA. Be more smart about the DNA, but.
Fact.
Not when you got a whole bunch of melanated people trying to figure out who they are still.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not doing shy. The only way I can, like I said, Instagram, because they don't have messages on this app or whatever. Like, I met Silverback through this app. That's how I met him. So, yeah, I mean, you can go to Instagram and just send me a message, bro. Let me know what time you want to set up. I mean, it's got to be around, like, I mean, it'd be nice if it was after, like, 9 o'clock. You know, I got three little ones, and 6:30 to 8:30 is like go time around here, you know, feeding them, bathing them, getting them to bed and shit. So. But yeah, dude, anytime, man, I'd love to talk about it. Like I said, I'm cool. It's all about that. Shout out to E-Ruth, too. E-Ruth's shit.
Yeah.
E-Ruth is a fucking awesome conversation right there.
Right.
You guys want to have a great time. You guys want to have a good talk to E-Ruth. And her husband. I think it's your husband. Sorry, E-Ruth, if it's not, but her husband's awesome, too.
Yeah.
Kevin's here. They in here.
Yeah.
You know, we one band, one sound around here, so.
Oh. Let's drop number 7.
Oh, you already want to go to number? No, I want one more voicemail first. One more.
Okay.
Well, let me just throw this at y'all. It's never going back the same. is never going back the same. Even Texas, state where they say they don't have to wear masks, people still wear masks. Stores still, want you to wear masks before you come in. Sad to say, it's bad for our kids. Our kids will never feel the freedom ever again to run out here because they're going to be so paranoid of somebody getting close to them that they don't know. And it was never like that with us. It's sad for our kids. I pray for my kids. They are going to be sheltered. And even worse, what about the kids that come after our kids? It's going to be way worse because everybody is paranoid of the unseen boogeyman. COVID-19. Lord have mercy. Holla.
My daughter could be like, I just got a grandbaby. The Bubble 3000. What the fuck is the Bubble 3000?
Mm-hmm. Fact.
Oh, all right. Man. So
it's on you. We on number 7, and mind you. We gotta start mapping. I think what we should do is we play 3 voicemails and then give them like 1. So you go and give yours, and then you gotta play 3 voicemails, and then I'll give my number 7 instead of us going back and forth. That way we can run through the last 5. So,
last time I ran through something, it was a train. I'm just joking.
Stop this.
I might do a road trip. That's my number 7. I don't know.
Ooh.
But I'm,
okay. Hold on, wait. I got to say mine now. I have to say mine now. If you said road trip, mine is going to be to take my wife to a resort and have butt nasty naked coitus on a balcony. That is what I said. It's on my list, mind you, at number 7. And the reason why it's at number 7 is because I do want to take a trip to a resort, but I want to wait until all the people who, and I'm not going to a resort everybody else went to. Oh, fuck that. I'm going to Aruba. I don't want to go to Mexico. I want to go to Aruba where I can not only see the fish, but every resort room has a balcony. You got swim ups. And more importantly, like nobody thinks about Aruba. And I'm glad. Don't think about Aruba. I have ATVs. I have snorkeling. I have the swim ups. And I can fuck on the balcony and not get arrested because there's nothing but water surrounding us. So we ain't got neighbors. Whereas when you go to Mexico and Tulum and shit like that, like your resort is facing a resort. So if you want to fuck on your balcony, there's another resort looking right at you. I just want nothing but a body of water surrounding me while I'm hitting her inside of her body. So that is my number 7, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and get 3 more of these voicemails.
I'm trying to abuse my wife's insides.
Yes, indeed. You goddamn right. You goddamn right.
I cannot.
Oh, 2 more things I want to do. I want to learn how to roller skate, and I want to learn how to use a unicycle. Yeah, a unicycle and roller skates. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'll be fun. Like, I want to try all these things I never did before. Like, I feel like that's the one thing that COVID has definitely done, making me want to try things that I've always wanted to do, but been putting it off, you know? I want to learn how to sew, make my own clothes. Yeah.
Oh, see, she coming with it. Let's go. That's fire. That is fire.
Her own adventure shows what she needs.
One thing I want to do when all this is up is go to the archives and find out who my great grandmother's mother was.
That's what I need to do.
That's a good one, bro.
I'm going to cost us some money, but that's something I think I should accomplish. And I think it will really do a big thing for my family. Because it's only like probably 1 or 2 people that might know that. I don't think anybody alive right now knows that.
Mm.
But trying to trace my bloodline back as far as I can.
See, that right there is fire. That right there, I added that to my honorable mentions list because that mattered. That was big. Shout out to him, man. That is amazing. Like, I would have never thought that. Shout out to him, man. Damn. We got some good ideas in here. I need y'all to drop some more. Please drop some more.
Yes.
Damn, man, I gotta sign up for Ancestry.
The patent thing, right? Like, if I understand correctly why you would patent certain types of viruses is because you want to be able to sort of be prepared for by studying it so that when the inevitable happens, which is Earth being Earth and just, you know, diseases and things like this happening, because diseases are nothing new, right? I mean, we're in a much better time that we have science that can actually help address this. And vaccines, just as a reminder, everybody, vaccines come from Africa. Africans were doing vaccines before anybody else was doing. This is just a practice that we've been doing for a long time. I don't think it benefits anybody largely for the population to be lost or to be killed off, but it does benefit some people.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even going to go to the extent of vaccines. How would a lot of people have gotten through COVID if all they had was BlackBerry Messenger, MySpace, and a T-Mobile Sidekick? a lot of you motherfuckers would not make it. I thought about that a couple days. I'm like, yo, what? Imagine getting through COVID knowing that you had to get off the internet so your mom could make a phone call. Yo, what? Yo, at that point, I'm like, yo, just take me. Just take me right now. I'd rather have COVID. Fuck this shit. Like,
Dan, what did the CDC say? I don't know. Your friend called. I had to get off. All I heard is the dial-up.
Yo, my mom and I had an hour conversation about like the shit that she used to do. She was like, imagine during COVID, like my grandmother, her mom saying, you know what? Come in before the streetlights come on. But the thing is, you can't do that anymore. You can't just send your kids outside. You got to live with your kids. There's no, like, Super Friends comes on at like 10 o'clock in the morning. You got to entertain your kids from like fucking like 2 o'clock to like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock when they go to bed. The TV went off at like fucking 12:30 in the morning. Like BET Uncut was like the extent of where TV went. There were six channels in 2003, 2004 that stayed on past like 2 a.m. Like right now you can turn on TV. You can get NCIS at fucking 4 a.m. But then, boy, like, how do you, like, Good Times didn't come on at fucking 11 o'clock. There was no Netflix.
First of all, if you was at home at a certain time, your show's scheduled to come on at 8 o'clock. There is no rerun. There's none.
No,
you just missed it.
Yo, and Shane, even what makes it even worse, imagine knowing you only had one TV in the house. But somebody wanted to watch their show before you got your show. Like, wait, Mark comes on at 8 o'clock, but you know what else comes on? Real Housewives of Atlanta, some shit, just some random ass show. So everybody's trying to compete to get their show. And if you don't get to see that show, you gotta wait till the rerun. But the difference with reruns now versus then is you have to wait till the show is over. Like, the show has to be finished.
That one VHS in the house that keeps getting re-recorded over.
Man, oh my God. Yo, how did people survive, like, what was it, 20, maybe 25 years ago when we were watching, like, TRL and shit? Like, yo, TRL was the highlight of people's day. Like, I know for a fact I got off of school and I got home at, like, 3:30. And at 4 o'clock, I was like, great, I got TRL. Yo, at 4 o'clock now, people are like, yo, like, I got Twitter. Oh my God. Yo, we would have been fucked. It would have been all bad. All bad.
Like,
I don't know where y'all from. Y'all know. People been outside even during the COVID where I'm at. I mean, I'm from the D.C. area. Ain't nobody really paying no attention. Yeah. From the beginning of this thing, nobody cared. They were still having parties. They might have closed the clubs, but the clubs ended up going into the houses. I mean, I don't wear no mask. When I'm outside, first of all, I'm not wearing no mask for no fresh air. I'm sorry. Only wear a mask at work because I'm in inside of a building, and I, you know, respect people's, you know, but I still stay 6 feet away. I'm not scared of the COVID. Don't care about the COVID. Can care less. I'm trying to make my kids feel more comfortable as it is, you know. But any type of cough now you do is COVID. I guess the flu gun, huh, y'all.
Yep. So shout out to Storm Ready. So I'm in D.C. too, bro. But the issue with D.C., like, right now, it's not, like, us going out and doing shit in D.C. Because, I mean, we had, like, Mochella. There was the event that happened in D.C. this weekend, like, the go-go joint that happened off U Street. And they do that every 2 weeks. It's not that. The issue with D.C., at least, for us, is the fact that we can't do the things that we used to do to have fun. So we've created new ways of doing things. So the stuff that we were doing inside, going to the clubs and the bars and shit like that, people have brought them outside, which is fun right now because it's warm and shit like that. But not everybody is doing that right now. So it's like, you know, 20, 30, 40 people. But now that the people have been told that, hey, you know what? It's okay. Go outside without a mask. It's like, okay, great. Now you got them to deal with. You got people who decided they wanted to go to Adams Morgan and go from Adams Morgan to hang out on U Street. You know, U Street and Adams Morgan, like 2.5 blocks away from each other. And that's how different D.C. is now, Shant. Like, you used to stay here, but Adams Morgan basically is like an uphill, like, bar, like, centric, like, area. And they gentrified D.C. so much that people, if you go to Adams Morgan, you stay in Adams Morgan that entire night. If you go to U Street, you stay in U Street that entire fucking night. If you go to DuPont, you go to DuPont that entire fucking night. The issue is most of those places are all indoor places outside of U Street. So, like, our community, the Black community, when we go into, like, U Street and we have these outdoor go-go parties and, you know, we have these little kickbacks and stuff outside, the neighborhood now that is gentrified and is all white, they call the cops now. And they come out because they like to celebrate. And it just goes left real quick. But I'm going to just leave that there.
Yeah, you guys are great, man. I definitely want to support you guys. And, you know, I can't subscribe. It's the reoccurring thing that causes the problem. The COVID thing, I understand you guys weren't having a COVID show, but honestly, dude, it's refreshing to hear people talking about it and allowing other people to talk about it, because a lot of people don't just think that, I don't know, that for some reason they just don't want to talk about it. Now, some people do say that they get static when they talk about it, or they get kicked off, or they get whatever, and maybe it does. I'm not saying that they're not telling the truth, because I don't listen to all conversations at all times, but it's refreshing to have people talk about it. So,
yeah.
Fuck it, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah,
so like 10 seconds. Hold on.
Yeah, the rule of thumb on stereo is it's nothing wrong as long as it's funny. If you're engaging and you're not coming off like, you know, I don't want to say conspiracy theorist, but if you're just coming off like your opinion and it's fact and it's law, then it's okay. Stereo feels like that's absolutely within our rights. And even us being what you would consider a content creator, we're going to do what we're going to do, regardless if it's on here, Clubhouse, Twitter, whatever. Like, Shannon and I, we just have this rapport where whatever we say, we pour it out, and it's honest. So I would hope that, you know, stereo at least wouldn't kind of, like, mute us or, like, make us feel like we can't have our opinions. I've heard of people having that done to them before, but I'm a huge proponent of, may I speak to your manager? And I will go to stereo directly, because the shits, I'm completely with them. So saying that, Shannon, we got voicemails.
The virus is, look, the coronavirus is listed on the back of, if you have an old Lysol can, like those little metal cans with the aerosol cans, coronavirus is listed as one of the things it protects from. Shit's been around forever. It's just the flu. It's a different form of the flu, just like there always is. They're using it to take away ownership from everything, right? Shut everybody's business down. There's a whole tons of political reasons why they caused this pandemic. But the sheer numbers behind the logic of it, people, you shouldn't be able to get past. Like, the people that explain that, like, there's no more heart disease deaths. Like, where'd heart disease go, right? There's no more cancer deaths. There's no more people dying in car accidents or getting set on fire or jumping off of fucking buildings or fucking, you know, going and getting eaten by tigers. Like, they're all COVID deaths, all of them, every single one. They're reclassifying the deaths as COVID to push an agenda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'm telling you, I'm personally, Shane, Saturday, I'm personally inviting him to the show. Because we're going to talk. And it's not just COVID, because if we're going to go down this dark web, I am completely with it. So if y'all want to be a part of this on Saturday, I need, actually, Shane, this is your spiel. So you go ahead. I don't want to steal the thunder.
Saturday, come through 9:30. Greg, I'm not even sure if I want to do this Loudmouth fans show version, because if we can't get the recording, it's kind of like we're stealing from ourselves. So it might just be an open show. But yeah, we would love to have you come through on Saturday. It's definitely after 8 when your kids are asleep. So come through.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for clarifying the COVID thing. Because I was like, wait, so the COVID thing, okay. All right. Well, then let's move on with the COVID thing. I do want my kids to get out, and same thing what you were saying, hey Greg, which is getting our kids out. Like, I do want my kids to get out a lot more. We didn't have, our kids were not like one of those families that we went to go play with at everybody's houses growing up. Anybody who'd be like, hey girl, I want your kids, like, you know, you won't. I don't know you. Y'all, we're not going anywhere. We're just going to learn to love each other as best as possible. I want them to be able to learn to love other people too outside of the home. So we're going to make sure that we get out more. I mean, we have a large family that we'll be moving close to, but just being out to get out with other people that we've met, you know, just as the pandemic came along. So, like, y'all folks. So, yeah.
Back.
It's a good goal to have, building new bridges.
I think it was like my neighbor's daughter's birthday or some shit, and she came to the house and she rang the doorbell. I'm like, who the hell is this? And can your daughters come over to play with us? I was like, they have to clean. Sorry, can I just shut? My kids are not going into that house. Like, are you crazy? And then there's a pool in the backyard. If they fall in, I will have to kill everybody in there.
Man. No. Exactly. Everybody got to go.
No, ma'am.
Everybody got to go. Everybody got to go.
They're cleaning everything. What are you talking about?
I am making it my personal mission in life to obliterate the idea that Black people don't do .. And one of those things is Black people don't go hiking and camping and being in touch with nature. Yes. We are human beings. We are supposed to connect with the earth more often than we should. And I'm not surprised that you discovered hiking and loved it. Have you tried camping yet? Like, have you gotten a tent and like, want to go hiking? Virginia's not that far. Like, I've been camping out there. I can take people camping and hiking. I'm about to start a whole thing of like taking Black people who never go on hiking and camping and giving them an experience. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'll be the guide.
I want to camp so bad. My issue is like, I have to trust the people I camp with, because No, and I mean this with like all respect. Like, I have friends who will say that they're down for shit, and then when they're in the midst of the shit, they'll like, let me equate it to just the hiking, because I don't want to like try to make like an equation like or like equal to it. But say, for example, me and my boys were like, hey, we're going to have a guys week. We're going to go out. We're going to get we're going to pitch a tent and go hiking. Day one might go good because everybody's drunk. They're like, man, we out here, we're enjoying nature, we're drinking, everybody's drunk the first night. Cool. Night two, you start getting the complaints. Yo, there's fucking bugs out here. What the fuck, man? No. Like, I'm gonna go sleep in the car. Like, what the fuck, nigga? What? You gonna sleep in the car? That's not, no. And then night three, motherfuckers like, hey, yo, like, you know, I gotta charge my phone. My battery pack died. Like, wait. What? Your battery pack died? We supposed to be out here enjoying nature. They're like, hey, yo, man, like, you know, my girl, you know how she get if I don't answer her, man. It's been like 2 days. I know we said we all about nature and shit, but hey, if I don't text her back, man, she gonna act crazy. She know where I'm at. She got me on her Find My iPhone. Like, I'm like, okay, that's day three. by day four, they're like, "Hey, yo, man, is Sonic open? Where's McDonald's at, man? I can't keep barbecuing. I'm like, that's why I don't want to hike. Or I'm not hike, but like, you know, just be out and tent with people or just be out pitching tents and stuff like that. Hiking is easy because once you've hiked, you're like, all right, we did 5 miles hiking. Everybody gets in their car and they go home. That's the simple way for me. It's enjoyable. And I don't have to worry about niggas because niggas, us, like the last thing I want to deal with is somebody being like, yo, I got to shit in the woods. I got to shit and look out. Like, no. The last time I tried that, I'm 34 now. We went when we were 19. It was either 19 or 20. And homeboy said to us, because he's the only one that seen the movie. He was like, Greg, man, I just came back from the movie, man. I saw the Blair Witch Project. I was like, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. You did not need to bring that up while we on a fucking, like, stop. Why? Why would you bring up the Blair Witch Project on a hiking trip? Listen, why would you do that?
I'm all for brown people, melanated people getting outside of the stereotypical zone and doing adventurous things like hiking and camping and stuff. I've been camping. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of bugs and just a whole bunch of people talking early in the morning and me not having my space. But I did take a chance 2 years ago and got out of my comfort zone and went skydiving. I did it once. Do I need to make it an every weekend thing or every month thing? Nope. No. But that's something, quote unquote, black people don't do that I did. But I just feel like we just need to try new things. It doesn't have to be like that type of thing, but we do need to try new things and stop knocking things mm-hmm. before we do.
Yep. I wish I could go skydiving. My doctor told me straight up, I can't do it. I guess having asthma, like they won't let you, like you have to actually be like, you have to go to your doctor and get like, not a prescription, but kind of like get a letter to tell them like, hey, it's okay. My doctor said, absolutely not. I'm like, damn, like, really, like, I mean, granted, like you are dropping out of the fucking sky and stuff like that. She did clear me for indoor skydiving. I was like, what the fuck? No, I don't want indoor sky. That's not the same. I want to jump out a fucking plane. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is so hard about me jumping out of a plane? Like, actually, I need to add that to the list. Jumping out of a fucking plane. That's going on the list, Shane. That is going on my honorable mentions.
You know what is so true about the hiking thing? Like, I've never thought about it. I've always wanted to, but I always like was like, I always thought, the hell with these mosquitoes. They should also know if there is one. And I just don't want to deal with them. But then I realized, dang, you know what? I might be safer going on a hike than going swimming in a pool or in the ocean, or no, maybe in the pool. The ocean, I might be okay. It's some distance in the ocean, but in the pool, mm-hmm. you know, I don't like a crowded pool. Never did. But you know, you have kids, kind of sometimes forced to have to go to the pool. So hiking is definitely a new experience that I also look forward to. And I want to go kayaking too.
I'm not doing a goddamn kayaking.
We've learned to appreciate being able to do things outdoor. And hopefully this will encourage us to really get serious about doing something with the environment. Because I mean, we could really be the generation that has a cleaner living experience.
Mm. Yeah.
I do want to plant a tree.
I was going to ask you, Shan, like, about the kayaking thing. Like, mm-hmm. would you just never do it? Or are you just like, nah, like, I wouldn't?
I'm not doing that. I don't fuck with boats. Y'all got my ancestors. Y'all not about to get me. I'm great.
I knew it was going there. I knew it was going. Oh, my God. I love you so much. Jesus.
Can we do number six?
Yeah, let's do number six. Let's do number six.
Okay. You go first. Thing is, I just want to be out riding my bike and minding my business this summer.
That's it. Yeah. For me, I want to, my number six is to host a huge delayed birthday party for my wife and my daughter, who both celebrated a birth and a birthday during the pandemic. So that is something that I told myself, I promised myself that when things get to a new normal, that I would throw both of them the birthday of their dreams. Like everything that I want to happen, I want them to have that. So
you got to plan that shit out.
Yeah.
Okay. We got up here.
We got a lot of voicemails, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all doing amazing tonight.
We do.
Hi, Shan. Hi, Greg. It's me, Tiara. I know I haven't been listening to you guys in a while, but I'm here. You guys, notification popped up, so I'm here listening. But I wanted to say that you guys are bringing me back to when Greg said something about Tiara. Oh my God, I remember that, like coming home and the highlight of my day. And I used to watch TVRL, but I also used to watch 106 and Park. Oh my gosh, 106 and Park, that was my show. So yeah, just bring back them good memories. But let you guys know that I'm here, and it's great listening to you guys again. All right, have a great show.
Shout out, man. Shout out.
Lala had nobody, and I really thought those were AJ's locks, and it was a lace front the whole time.
Yo, do you remember, like, do you remember the rumor about, like, Jay-Z getting free pregnant, and that's why AJ left the show? And she, yo,
no.
106 and Park was, yo, Mona Scott could not write a better plot. Like, Bow Wow was Mr. 106 and Park and shit. This is before the whole shit with B2K, where Homeboy was, like, just touching, like, everybody that he worked with, Chris Stokes and shit like that. But, like, 106 and Park, they had so much, oh my God, Freestyle Fridays.
Oh, yes.
When Bow Wow used to come in, when Soulja Boy, when he did, yo, I still remember the Soulja Boy dance to this day. If I get drunk enough, I can Superman that hoe, for real. Like, and I was kicked, man. I have videos of me.
My favorite episodes was when Michelle fell and they just looked at her.
Oh, man.
And
they definitely did look at her.
Fighting.
Yo, they definitely looked at her like, wait, are you okay? But they didn't want to help at all. They just looked at her like, oh, you gonna get up? You sure?
That was amazing.
What's going on, people?
What's up?
How y'all guys doing? Oh, man.
Yo.
Just getting in for work. It's my Friday. Let me chime in real quick. Being that things are opening up and people are sitting outside in the city and they all gathering around and being all gay and happy and throwing back drinks, I'm running by and snatching bags and grabbing iPhones. So I'm going to have a collection of shit to sell on my Instagram. So you guys, look out for me next week. I'm going to have a lot of shit to sell.
Shout out to Shafiq, man. Oh my gosh. Shanique said, you know what? I'm grabbing all these bags. All the bags. Your Louis purse, that's my purse.
But if people need to just start thinking logically about this. The death rate never changed for the last 10 years. You can go Google. I mean, you can go look this up anywhere. This isn't hidden information. Look at the death rate for the last 10 years. Since 2010 to 2020, right? It's been like 2.6 to 2.8 million people every year. Mm-hmm. You know, 2.5 million people some year, 2.7 million people other years, 2.6 million, on average, it's like 2.6 to 2.8 million people every year. And 2020 was no different. Our death rate didn't go up 1%. It was not 1%. It didn't raise 1% in 2020. You know, they got us wearing these fucking masks. I mean, it's crazy. She's got look, she's getting them in her eyes. It's crazy.
I will.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'll say this. I'll be really brief. When it comes to it, like with the numbers, they'll go and mask that as saying there were a lot of people in the house. The same way they say, you know, a lot of people didn't get the flu and things like that. That's clear because of the mask and things like that and people actually being in the house. But to his point, he's absolutely right. That's, I can't combat that one.
Yes.
And these fuckers they got us listening to, Fauci and those motherfuckers. Do you know me? Do you know any medical professionals that they'll tell you, they're like, hey, if Fauci's your doctor, you better get another fucking doctor. This dude that invented the PCR test, this test isn't for this. It has nothing to do with virus. It's going to give you false positives all the time. It's not even actually a medical test. The test, it's supposedly the test, like the way I understood how it was explained, right? Because I never understood anything that these motherfuckers are saying. But the way I understand it is that it's a test that takes a sample to use it as a standard and then apply things to it to see what the effects could be. Like, it has nothing to do with finding out a virus. And they're sticking that shit halfway in your fucking face. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are lying to us over and over and over again. The shit these bastards did in fucking Africa with HIV, they killed generations of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Oh, he talking. He's sitting here spitting game tonight. All y'all spitting again. How the fuck did all these, how did these voicemails get back up there? We were at like,
listen, every time you start so explaining some shit, we get like five more. But there's a good document on Amazon Prime. What they did in Africa with that polio and HIV shit. Mm. Madness.
Sorry, I'm ranting. I want to start listening more. My bad. But these fucking this is the part that pisses me off more than anything, right?
Let's go.
What they had the cure for HIV and stuff years before they allowed it. They literally let that shit just run rampant down there. Yep. Just let it run rampant to see what it would do. They killed generations of people. You can't just think of it as the people that they allowed to die. It's those people would have created new life forms that also would have brought new life into this world. It's generations that these fuckers been killing. And Fauci was the head of that shit back in the 80s. Fauci's been in charge of this shit forever. He's their little do-boy. They say he does whatever the fuck they say.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find a single serious medical professional that will back that motherfucker. Not a single one.
Yep.
I'm not talking about these talking heads on fucking the news.
Yep. Well, you know what they say, man. The money is in the vaccine, not the cure. So, just a fact.
That's unfortunate.
Hello, I'm David Santiago. I'm from Colombia. And I have a question.
Hello, David Santiago from Colombia.
Here's a question. Before you say anything, before you say anything disrespectful, don't get blocked on your first time in. I'm just saying that.
He sound like I'm like, he want me to pop the cherry.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my.
I had taken Plan B on the third pregnancy, and I think I took it when Plan B started. I think when it just came out, and we have four children.
Wait, why she say that with a pause, though?
But, you know, people like to walk that tightrope. You know what I'm saying? Trying to see if they can stand, if they can last on that tightrope. I say, put the rubber. And get the Plan B if you must. If it can work.
God. Did you catch that deep pause, though? Yo, she paused like she looked over at Kevin and was like, yo, this is your fault. Oh, my God.
Come on, y'all. Ain't it kind of crazy, though? The way that the world is, that people are being shamed for trying to be safe and healthy. You know, like the flu, we barely had any flu contagions, like, at all last year. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sometimes I feel like as human beings, we make our lives harder than it needs to be. I don't know. I just feel like that sometimes. But what y'all doing outside?
Oh my God, yo.
Over this Plan B, honey.
Yeah, the Plan B shit took me out. That was too much. What? Oh my God.
Very important, bro. Buying a house is extremely... Owning land is important. You know, a lot of people think it's just a house, but you actually own land. know what I'm saying? If your house gets knocked down, you still own that property. And not only that, you'll buy land. Like, you're driving around somewhere and you see, I mean, I'm not saying people are just have money to buy land and shit. I'm not talking about just running around buying land. But if you see somewhere, it's like, hey, 2 acres for sale, see how much it costs. It's not as expensive as you think it is. Get a couple people together. Own part of the earth. This shit's important. I mean, I don't own any land. I mean, I own a house. I live down here in South Florida. But you know, it's important. Like he said, man, that's a good point, man. It's important to like own something. Own part of the earth. You know, and I'm not trying to get on this vaccine topic, bro. And I'm not trying to, you know, but no one talks about this shit. And people got to understand what they're doing.
Yeah. I'll say this. With the shortage of lumber that's going on and like the entire like planet, like it's not just the United States, but the entire like earth is having a shortage of lumber. So it's probably cheaper to buy land and, you know, just pay the taxes on the land than possibly potentially have Bill Gates buy it for like pennies on the dollar and then charge you quadruple the amount because he's building crops on it. So, you know, what he said, absolutely right. If you see land and it's for sale, see how much it's for sale for and hold on to that land. There are a lot of family businesses that went out of business because of COVID and things like that, and they're willing to sell. Yes, they will definitely sell to like a larger corporation if they give them like prime retail, prime dollar. But they would rather sell to the average consumer or the normal family business because they were a family business themselves. And that's like just across the board. One of my friends, they're like, oh, well, my mom, like, you know, once her, I guess her husband passed away, the home that they had for 40 years and they like had chickens and like crop and stuff like that, they sold. It wasn't too much, but she sold it because she's like, well, I want to downsize. Downsizing is fine if you want to do that, but how much money could you actually make off downsizing? And this isn't just for crop and, you know, land and acres and things like that. Imagine how many people, that's why the stock market, I'm not the stock market, what do you call it? Like the housing market is the way it is. Right now, I think it's at like 3.6 when it comes to interest rates, because people have been living in their homes that they've been trying to sell for 4 or 5 years. But the market last year was a buyer's market. This year, it's a seller's market because there's not enough homes, but everybody needs to sell because they want to downsize. You have people who don't have jobs, who quit their jobs, got fired from their jobs, got laid off, that can no longer afford those mortgages, and they'd rather downsize to a condo or an apartment or honestly just live with someone, whatever you want to do. And they want to sell, but they can't sell because nobody wants to buy. You have to make your like home and your like things like more lucrative for people who want to buy. But right now, what's more lucrative for people with the shortage of lumber right now is buying land. So invest in stocks, invest in crypto, and buy land. If you do that shit, it will pay dividends in the next 5 to 7 years. You can sell that off to somebody. Yeah, I'm telling you, you can make millions. Because think about it, if somebody else that's, yeah, somebody like you who doesn't like, you know, have like a dole or, you know, like produce and stuff like that, sell it to Bill Gates. Bill Gates, like, you know what? Like, I was going to buy that land for $500,000.
Stop selling people who have a demise for people.
Oh, I agree. But what I'm saying to you is that it's still, you know, communism at the end of the day. I would much rather sell my land to Bill Gates that I purchased for $5,000 to $15,000. I'd rather sell that shit to him for $5 million and have generational wealth than have that family who's like, you know what? My grandmother died and she no longer wants this land and she sold it to Bill Gates for $5,000 and he makes $5 million off of it. Like, I'd much rather.
You have to think about the deeper con. You're selling that much land to Bill Gates for him to make crops that's probably going to kill billions of people.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, okay, I'm not trying to be sleep about it.
With that on my conscience.
I don't want to either. But the thing is, like, your land is going to be one of three things. If you aren't someone who has the trade where you can actually build and make the crops that go with that land, you have to be someone who's a builder and are going to build homes and developments for that land so people can live on it. And if you can't do that, then you have to sell it. There's only one of three ways that you can actually make generational wealth from the land that you have and the land that you actually purchase into. So if you buy 500 acres of land, like that's, you know, like you buy 500 acres of land, you can only do three things with it. You can either build on top of it, make crops from it, or sell it. There is no middleman or intermediary when it comes to it. You have to make money and make profit on it. If you don't, it's dead land. You end up with Michigan or Wisconsin. That's why crops and things like that, they can't build and create for that for at least 4 to 6 months out of the year. So what, like a lot of these places, Utah, I'll give a perfect example. Utah, for them, when it's not ski season, what do? They let people ride horses and they do that because that's land that is being unused for 4 months. You have to be able to make money off of that. So places where you have this like large, like massive acres of land, you have to make money off of that. And if you can't do with it because you don't know what you're doing, you don't know how to grow crops, you have to sell to someone. I would rather sell to either one of two places, the highest bidder or someone who knows what they're doing and will do it for a cheap price. But you got the money from it to make and create generational wealth. That's why Detroit and Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, like places like those that have massive like land and things like that, but people don't know what to do with them, is because those families didn't ingrain to their children, their grandchildren, their great grandchildren, this is your land. Do something with it. They say, you know what? I'm just going to sell it. But they sold it at such a low price. In DC, prime example for here. And yeah, for here, this is my last point with DC. I told you about like how cute, what he did was his home in DC. I want to say it was about like 8 blocks away from the White House. 8 blocks away from the White House, he sold the house for $219,000. This was in 2011. Right now it's 2021. That same house he sold for $219,000 is worth $765,000 on the market. And the reason why is because instead of him going and keeping that house for his family, his kids, and making sure that that home is just theirs, he sold to the highest bidder at the time. But the highest bidder at the time may or may not be the person that will flip that shit and make three times the value of it. So that's the only point I'm trying to make.
Well, in good news, Rick Ross bought some land in Fayetteville here in Georgia. It's not far from me. For $1 million, he bought 87 acres. So basically, it's near his mansion that he's in now, that they used for the movie Coming to America 2. And it has two lakes on it and two houses. And he doesn't know if he wants to renovate the property or rent it out. That's what the fuck you do with your money.
Yo, how do you wake up in the morning and be like, yo, I got two lakes? Like, how the fuck do you do that?
Four houses.
Yo, like two lakes? Yo, two lakes? You wake up in the morning knowing every morning you wake up and you can go fishing and that's your fish. What? Like, yo, it's okay. Again, creating generational wealth.
Listen, we got 23 minutes. And we got 5 more to go on our list. What you want to do first?
Let's do 5 and 5. So basically we're at what, 6 now? So we'll do 5 voicemails. We'll get to one, like, you know, our like number 5. So basically every 5 we'll do another one. So
right. Well, nobody's required to take the vaccine right now. So, well, some colleges are required to take the vaccine, which their institution, they're allowed to do that. Some businesses might require their employees to take the vaccine. That's up to them too. It's capitalistic society. If you work for an employer, you're gonna have to do what they ask you to do, or you quit. I mean, you know. But I don't think anybody's required to. The Quakers, you could call them, they're like, they have their own, like, they're not even related to like the government. Just like Native Americans, they're indigenous people, I should say. The jurisdiction of the law. Or the government, the local government, they don't have any jurisdiction over indigenous people's land. None. Like, that's what the problem is. Even like the indigenous girls being kidnapped, is law enforcement can only do but so much because they handle their own laws. Same thing with the Quakers.
So, nah, they're good.
Yeah. But they find a way to get them goddamn pipelines through their shit. That's what the problem I got.
You know, this virus was a it had nothing to do. It was all about locking us down. I'm not saying this virus is not real, right? I'm not saying you can't get sick from it. I'm not saying it's not a real thing, right? But it didn't warrant a lockdown. You know, the lady down the street with the bakery who been busting her ass every day baking bread for the community, had the bakery for 30 years, wants to pass the bakery down to her kids someday. She's got to shut down, but the bakery inside Walmart and Target and my grocery store, all those bakeries get to stay open. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't get to work anymore. That doesn't make sense. This virus didn't warrant that. That's all I'm trying to make people understand, that it's so much bigger than this. It's not a, has nothing to do with the fucking virus. Dude, we were, what is it? I mean, think about this, dude. What was it? 20? I don't even know how to look. 20 million people got it. 500,000 died. Why can't they say 20 million people got it? 19.5 million people are fine. You know, like I'm sorry, I feel bad.
Yeah, I fully agree.
Don't we also take the TB every year too? I mean, not every year. It's like the tetanus shot or something like that. Every 10 years or something like that. If you had to travel to go to Africa or South America, depending on where you're going, I don't know if it's South America, maybe somewhere to Africa. I know for Africa for sure. We have to take a couple of vaccines going and coming back. They even ask you when you go to a doctor's office or if you go give blood, have you traveled outside the country to another country? You know, have you traveled to another country? Or they'll list certain countries where they know that there's a need for us to have a certain type of protection, health protection. So, and so that it doesn't spread, you know, within the country. So it's all for public safety. Are there some nefarious things? Hell yeah, because people always got an agenda. But I don't think that we have to live in fear at the level where we're shaming people for trying to be healthy. And I say shaming people, yeah. I mean like the fact that people are like, don't take the vaccine. They're trying to kill you. It's like, everybody fine. But people take a vaccine, they all right.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's a shame that people had to pass away. Not only that, these elite bastards, they had people passing away that they weren't even allowed to see their loved ones. People dying alone. You know, no one deserves to die alone. It's fucking pricks. Murdering people on these ventilators. You know, I'm not insensitive at all to what COVID has caused anybody. I'm saying they need to understand what's going on. Herd immunity would have been the best way to defeat this thing, and we were on our way to it.
Yep.
By a lot. This thing didn't warrant a vaccine. This vaccine has nothing to do with COVID. Zero. COVID is certificate of vaccination ID, and then the 19 is AI. So the you know, one in alphabets is A and 9 is I. So it's certificate of vaccination ID AI.
Yep. I will say this. I was kind of fucked up at the fact that after I got vaccinated, they told me like a week and a half later in the news, they were like, oh, well, congratulations for everybody who's completely vaccinated. You're going to need a booster shot. I was like, what the fuck? What? A booster shot? This isn't right. You trying to tell me now I have to go and prepare a year from today to make sure that I'm vaccinated with a booster shot or I have a greater chance of catching it. But the thing is, you didn't even tell me that it was 100% for the two shots I've already taken from the Pfizer. So I took two shots for the Pfizer to not be 100%. I'm at 93%. And then I have to have like an iOS update of a shot in order to make sure that I'm clear. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Yo, and that's the best equivalent I have. It's like when you have like iOS 14 and they're like, you know what? You might have iOS 14, but you know what? iOS 14.1 gets rid of the bugs of the security because it can, I'm like, what the fuck? Wait, I thought iOS 14 was supposed to be the most secure shit. It was supposed to make my phone better. But you know what? No, iOS 14.1 makes the shit 15 times better. Like, iOS 14.5 that just jumped out, it came out this week. Mind you, COVID has been a thing for an entire fucking year. Apple could have said, you know what? How about we know for a fact that people wear masks? You know, doctors, they do this shit every fucking day for the past fucking forever, however long it's been. This year, they just, like, when I say this year, I'm talking about last week. Last Monday, they say, you know what? We're going to release an update that says, you know what? You can unlock your phone from your watch because you have a mask on. I was like, where was this technology 7-8 fucking years ago? So on top of that, now you're telling me I have to take a booster shot every year to make sure that, you know what? I'm vaccinated, but. Just a but. There is no answer to it. It's just a but. I know I take the flu shot whenever I can. That first time I took that flu shot, I was like, you know what? It made me sick. I'm not going to take it for a few years. My job was like, you know what? We'll give the flu shot to everybody for free. I took the flu shot for the first time in like 4 years because I swore I would never take the flu shot after the first time I got sick. That one time I took it, I was sick. I was like, yo, just give me the fucking flu at this point. Give me pneumonia, get all that shit. I'd rather have that than whatever the fucking flu shot gave me. I felt really fucking bad about it. It took me like 2 weeks to get back to normal and I was fine. I took the COVID shot. The COVID shot, I told you, my arm felt like I had lifted like 65-pound like weights. That's how bad I felt after I took that first shot. The second shot wasn't that bad, but that first one, it put me down. So now you're telling me I got to take a booster shot to that? Yo, Popeye, he needs to give me all the spinach because whatever they're telling us, that shit's not right. It's not right at all. But all right,
we got one more. We got to get to this list because it's almost 1 o'clock.
Hey, Greg, have you tried riding your bike out into the woods? Like, people who go mountain biking, they are intense people, but, like, they go hard. The mountain bike community is intense, but I feel like you might have fun, maybe.
I would absolutely love to bike in the mountains. My issue is I'm Black. and that's not to be disrespectful, but for me, like I'm a road biker. I need even roads, even pavement. I tried to do the mountain bike thing for a while. I just don't like changing tubes. My boy was like, Greg, man, he was like, changing tubes ain't bad. I was like, yo, but instead of just having a bike that I have to change the tubes, why don't I just get tubeless tires? He was like, they cost too much. I was like, so what costs more? Having a tire that has tubes and I have to constantly change them if I run over a rock or a piece of glass, or just getting tubeless tires that don't go flat? And he was like, yeah, that does make sense. I was like, clearly it makes sense because it saves money. It makes more fucking sense. But with mountain bikes, the issue with mountain bikes is not only do I have to deal with changing the tires, I also have to wear a whole bunch of shit. I don't want to have to wear a mask and goggles. Like, I just want to get on the goddamn road. That's all I want to do. I want to get on the road and just ride. I just want to ride.
Number 5 is 10 things I plan on doing. Number 5 thing is going to at home, which is a goddamn sport of home shit. Make my home more comfortable and Home Depot. Maybe for more shit. Wow, that's it. Like, I'm really not trying to do too much.
I'm trying to think. Hold on. I walked in the dog. One, you see what my number 5 is? I'm sure it's not bad. It has nothing to do with sex this time. This time. Because you know me, I make something sexual for some unknown reason. My number 5 is to go on a 20-plus mile bike ride around a large body of water. Now, the reason why I said, like, when I say around a large body of water, like, if you're at the beach, like, if you go to Miami or if you go to California, a lot of their trails aren't trails in the woods and stuff like that. The trails are on the beach. So I'd much rather have scenery when I ride my bike. And scenery being like, oh, the ocean's right there. The beach is right there. People are right there. 20 miles of that, that sounds really fucking fun. So that would be my number 5.
When I was in New York, I used to ride the West Side from like Soho into like, what was that? Like 96th Street in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, your legs be like rubber the next day.
Oh my.
But we did it, and because it was like a trail where you can just go straight through the city. But the annoying part is people walking on the wrong side, and you would have to decide if they're going to move fast enough or you would have to stop your bike to go around them. But for the most part, it was a pretty
Oh, so it sounds like when you go to Costco then. Like you gotta walk, you gotta go around people, you gotta hit their kids with your cart and shit. Like, yeah, I'm with that.
I hate the old people in the grocery store who stop in the middle of the aisle and they have their cart taking up both spaces on the side, and you stop the cart in front of them and they know they see you and they act like they looking down in their list. I'd be like, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have me duck you into the cereal.
Well, I don't know if you see. Jesus, we got a lot of voicemails. Let's let people get their shit off. We're gonna let people get their shit off, and we're gonna get our last four. I'm not commenting on any more comments tonight. Feel free to leave voicemails. Shane is going to play these straight on through because we got. How the fuck did we get that many? That's my fault. But let's go.
Guys, this is so interesting. I've been listening the whole time. I've been lurking. This is amazing. By the way, I believe everything that guy says. Mike, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Tell me more, like the 5G and everything. I'm not trolling right now. I'm dead serious, but I'm just high, so...
See?
Just wanted to say hi.
She said, I want to say hi. Yes, let's go, Lazy Jade. Oh, yes,
Lord. I got one thing and one thing only on the list that I want to get back to is the flag football league I play in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally all I had. But golf, I can still play golf, no problem. I want my kid back in soccer, but the one league that's close to me, they wanted to wear masks while they play, so I said no. So I'm trying to wait till I find a league. So I want the kids to play outdoor sports. But God damn it, this fucking park hasn't opened up the flag football league. That's all I have now in life.
Yeah.
And these COVID bastards pissed me off about it. You know, my wife's against the vaccines also, and we always share information about it, and I keep bringing it up to her. I'm like, and they still haven't fucking... brought back the flag football league. She's like, will you shut the fuck up already? She's like, it's important, woman.
Let's go, Mike.
When he said COVID bastards, I was dead. Mike, the energy I love.
Lost my train of thought last time. I had to wait till the message came. I was going to say, but with the whole DNA thing, like, nobody's going to want to do that either. People are going to be like, no, I don't want the government. I don't want anybody knowing. Because I won't take the ancestor DNA test. I will do the ancestry tree. Let's go find some records. But giving you my blood?
Yeah.
My blood. Nah. Like, a bang. They got all the energy in it. And, like, the power source of, like, why I stand up every day. They got my DNA and my whole genetic code. Like, you could just find. Nah, I'm straight. That I won't do. So, but it'll be, I mean, if there was a way to be very, if there was a way to be very secure and confidential about that information, but look at our information now. I mean, you could sneeze and be on one of your apps and all of a sudden you'll get Kleenex things. Like, I didn't say anything about Kleenex. How you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you are listening. Which, you know what? It's too late. They listening, y'all. They listen to everything. I don't know who they is, but.
Yeah. Oh, two things. I always wondered, like, when you go to get blood drawn at the doctor's office for testing for this and that, what the fuck do they do with the rest of the blood? They're not going to throw it away. Yeah. Right?
And well, then how much blood do they use?
They take a lot, especially if women been pregnant. They take a lot of blood from women who are pregnant. The second thing I wanted to say is, fuck, did I lose it in my head? Let me see. What else did she say? She said something about blood and the ancestry shit. Mm-hmm. And what else did she just say?
Oh, that was it? She was talking about ancestry and blood. She said ancestry first, and then she said the blood and that they were taking it, and she doesn't trust them with her DNA because you don't know what they are.
Another thing with the DNA shit is... are you really going to trust that what they tell you you are is that what you are? Anyway, like, and I feel like, there is
this guy showed on the video, there is a way where you can look up everything your phone is taking in on your discussions and what you say, whether it's on social media, this, or your phone conversation. If you go into Google, it's like a Google document that's built within your phone. It's like transcripts of all your conversations that you ever did mm-hmm. around your phone that you can wow. access.
Wow.
It's madness.
That makes me feel bad because I have like the Google Nest cams and I have the little Google, like the, what do you call that shit called? The Google Nest Hub that they make it colorful. They tell you, hey, keep it in your kitchen, which is technically in most people's homes, that's the center of your home, which is the kitchen. So they say, keep the Nest Hub in your kitchen. So if you want to look at recipes and YouTube clips to play music, they tell you the colorful stuff, but what they don't tell you is that shit is always listening. Now, anybody who knows me, I call my daughter, like, you know, when I'm talking to her and like just regular like dad talk, I say boo boo. But my phone, they catch that. My phone, my speakers, and the Google speaker or whatever, they catch me saying boo boo as Google. So there's been times I've been saying, you know, and the keyword is hey, right? So if you say hey, blank, like whatever, you know, hey Apple, hey Google, you know, I'm saying it low because I don't want it to activate in my house, right? So
his own house, yeah.
No bullshit. So it'll say it, like I'll be talking to my daughter, and the fucking speaker that is in the next room will say that shit. It'll be like, hey, I don't understand what you're saying. Can you repeat it? No, the fuck, I can't say that shit. Why am I repeating myself to a speaker? That's what, honestly, I had to get rid of Alexa. And the reason why I got rid of Alexa is I never say the word Alexa. But for some unknown reason, I could be sitting here watching TV and Alexa would recognize shit. I'd be sitting here watching Netflix. I could be watching TV and there would be a commercial for an Amazon Alexa and the TV says Alexa. And my Alexa is answering that shit. Almost like what Homeboy said earlier about iRobot, where it's like interacting with each other. Fuck that. Alexa got unplugged real quick. Apple is not smart because Siri's a piece of shit. I can ask Siri what the weather is and she'd be like, well, I wish I knew that, but I need a little bit more information. Bitch, tell me the weather. That's all I need to know. Is it going to be raining today? But the other one, Google, my Lord. Like, Google knows me at this point. And like you said, like, even with Google, since they're kind of like a subsidiary, well, not a subsidiary, but they're in, like, ingrained into all the apps, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and stuff like that. You and I can be having a conversation about dog toys. The moment you and I get off of here, I can guarantee you, I'll open Instagram, dog toys. How the what? It's like you're almost following me at this point. Will Smith was right when he did that fucking Enemy of the State movie. That shit was right. His wife and him were right.
All right. We still got a few more.
Oh, my Lord.
So I think Greg's got you number 7. I think he wins number 7. although the road trip is awesome. Get the RVs. Me and my wife, we rented an RV, right? And not from one of those places that has, like, on the side, they're like, oh, rent RV America. No, like, you can find people that rent out their RVs. We took a road trip 2 weeks, then a couple summers ago. We went up, we're South Florida, sorry. So we went up through Georgia, stayed in Savannah, beautiful place. Then we went all the way to Tennessee, right? Went to North Carolina. I'm sorry. Went to North Carolina first, then over to Tennessee. Went to Pigeon Forge. Pigeon Forge is awesome. And then down and then through the Panhandle of Florida and then back down. It was fucking awesome. We stayed at all the KOAs. KOAs, they're affordable. The people are nice. People are amazing. Get to see the world. Stay. I mean, it's fucking sick. Get drunk every night. Don't have to drive anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be like him, man. Mike, I'm trying to be you, sir. I'm trying to be Mike. Shit, bro. One of my friends, and really quick, 10 seconds. One of my friends went from New York on a road trip all the way to California where they moved to San Diego. And he was like, it was the most invigorating thing ever. And the only thing I kept thinking was all the horror movies that happened in the Midwest the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, even though that's the South, but the same thing. All those horror movies, they happen in those places that he had to have drove past. I'm like, yo, I'm black. I can't stop at sundown towns. How the fuck does, like, me, how do I go from where I am to where he is without stopping at a sundown town and spending the night? It's not possible. That's why I fly. I fly wherever the fuck I need to go. Can you imagine knowing that, like, you had to go from, Shane, like, you had to go from Atlanta to California, from where you are, but you know for a fact you have to stop at a state that you can't stay at a motel because you can't trust him. You have to stay at, like, I can't do that. I know for a fact I personally couldn't do it. I can't stay at a motel where a road trucker or somebody in an 18-wheeler has been riding with me for the past 45 miles just waiting to kill me because I'm me. Like, nope. Mm-mm.
No, ma'am. Hey, so I've been listening to some of my comments. I don't want to sound like a crazy person, right? I mean, I watch BitChute and a bunch of other websites, right? The Will Paranormal, WIL Paranormal, only one L. He has a lot of good videos about the vaccine stuff, but it's not just his opinion on stuff. He actually has like testimonials from nurses and stuff that he compiles and puts it together. And then I watch other stuff, cross-reference, try to, you know, I try to disprove every thought I have, right? Always a question why. Don't listen to me, anything I say. Never listen to anything anybody says in life. You always try to question why. But I wanted to say, I've been listening to the message, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, right? Like, I'm not against vaccines. Like, my kids get vaccines. I've turned down a couple vaccines from them. You know, I'm not a dick about it. I'm just like, you know, I'll keep thinking about it. You know, I remember one time I went there, the guy was going to give her 4 shots. And I was like, motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
I know which one he's talking about.
A whole bunch of times, no. Because you wouldn't want 4 shots back to back, ho.
Nope.
10 things that you're planning on doing. Going on a date, going to a concert, going for a walk. Going to a bar to hang out with friends. Gonna go dancing. Gonna go swimming. And going to sit there and enjoy nature outside on a blanket. Eat a meal.
Yes.
And turn my phone off. And sit there with some music and just sit out and enjoy a nice sunshiny day. And finish the Wheel of Time series. About it.
Alright.
Yeah. He's the only person that said that he wanted to unplug. Shout out to him.
Yeah. Unless you're trying to plug something in your butt.
Oh, no.
Like, I get there and the guy, like, I'd already done my research. I knew what vaccine she was getting, right? I always know ahead of time what vaccine she's going to get. And I go there and I knew she was due for 4 shots. And he's like, yes, we're going to give her all 4 shots. We're going to put 2 in her arm and one in each arm, one in each leg. And I wanted to look at him and I wanted to be like, how about I stick you with 4 fucking needles, dude? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, oh, these fucking people, they don't even realize how dumb they are. So I looked at him and I was like, hey, man, I was like, no, she's going to get, I was like, I know what shots she's getting. I was like, I want her to get these 2 today. I was like, I'm fine with her getting 2 of them. Give her these 2 shots. And then the other one, I was like, I'm going to think about the other 2, but I'll come back and have her get the other shot the next time. And we waited 2 weeks. I wanted to go by 2 weeks. And we go back and they have the 2 shots ready. I'm like, yeah, I'm still thinking on that one, man. I was like, yeah, give her that shot. But I'm still thinking on the that other one. And then he kept asking for a while. And I was like, yeah, I'm still thinking about it. Just keep saying you're still thinking about it.
See, no, he's definitely me. I would be the same fucking way. I got to think about it.
So fishy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody talking about roller skates. I just ordered me a pair of roller skates. Hopefully they get here soon. Oh, man, yeah. That's going to make it even easier to snatch them purses and bags and iPhones that they be leaving sitting out on this counter while they getting pissy drunk here in the city. Oh, man, I'm going to be racking up. Ching, 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 ching. Me and Habibi going to be caking this summer.
Shout out to Shamik. Oh, no. Oh, my God, yo.
Done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just crazy lately. It's like, let's coddle adults' emotions. Make sure we don't upset their emotions. but let's expose the children's emotions to every spectrum and an array of just traumatization. And then it's like, you know, they're telling people to look out for the general public's health. Take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. You don't want to risk anybody else's health. But then at the same time, they're saying, you know, like, it's the choice of a woman to destroy a baby. It's like, well, then it's the choice of the population if they want to destroy other people. What's the difference? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been wondering for a while, bro.
Wild.
All right, I wasn't going to leave a message. I mean, I literally had the phone out of my reach, so I couldn't reach it, so I wouldn't leave a message for the listen. But I have to stop you from this, dude. Don't go skydiving. There's no need to go skydiving. What's the point of going skydiving? Here's why you never go skydiving. Why do you need a backup chute? Like, you're telling me that this first chute might not open? Like, what? Fuck you. Like, fuck you, bro. I don't need, like, cool, yeah, it'll be cool. 10 seconds of fucking coolness. Right? Fuck that. Like, fuck that. And not only that, the first time you gotta go, you're, like, tandem, right? So you gotta be on the dude's belly. So, like, his chutes don't work, and you're just like, man, fuck. Like, what? What are you talking about? You know, like...
No, you have a shoe and he has a shoe. It's gonna go first, but you always have an emergency one.
But that's to say, what happens when like his shoe don't work and he flies
you
do, up?
You and have then, to pull the string, and if you got like, I guess sky fright, he pulls it.
Nope. I'll stay on my bike.
Listen, it's a gamble.
I'll stay on my bike.
I'm not saying it's going to be an all-the-time thing, but yeah, I did that.
That is funny as shit. He made a valid point. And you know what? Next voicemail. I agree. All I'm going to say is I agree.
Shout out to Mike Allen. I thought I was the only one that used that term, plandemic. And yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to try for as long as I can to, you know, not get that vaccine. But I feel like Eruf was saying, eventually, I feel like if I want to travel, especially if I want to travel outside of the country, I'm just going to have to, I feel like one day, I'm just going to have to get the vaccine. I feel like it's just no way around it. And I was even saying that it'll probably get to the point where they're going to tell you you can't even do simple things like go to the grocery store or even sit at a park without, you know, having this vaccine. So I feel like I want to hold off as taking as long as possible.
Yeah. And, you know, before we get to the next one, I'm going to not only piggyback from what she said, it's already in the works. Remember, before the pandemic started, this is way back in 2019, they told us that we had a year from that day, which was, I think it was October 19, 2019, they told us that we needed to go from having a regular ID to what I think they call it the real ID, which is basically going to be our all-in-one ID. It was going to be the way that we fly, the way that we travel, we commute and things like that. You had to use that ID. I signed up for that shit last year. Now, I guess like this isn't like against like government protocol or whatever, but my regular ID expired this year, 2021. They told me I had to have my real ID effective October 19th of 2020. So I went and I got the real ID in the middle of the pandemic. But they told us that, you know what, you don't really need it. So now what they're requiring people to do, like, I guess, post-COVID, if you want to call it that, not only now do you need the real ID, you'll need your passport if you want to travel. So you need your passport and your real ID. But on top of that, now you need your vaccination card. I'm like, I'm not going to remember to bring all of this shit to the fucking airport. Like, how much shit do you need to say, I am who I am, I am my identity, and I can fly? So now I have to prove that I'm vaccinated, I have to prove that I am who I am, and I also have to prove that I have all the documentation and the real ID in order to get to where I want to be. That's a lot.
Now you also have to prove that you were born a man.
Yo, that, oh, you know what? Nope, not tonight. I'm not doing that shit with you. Not tonight, Shane. Not tonight. Actually, you know what? Now that you brought that up, I need you to go ahead and give me your number.
Is this dick all natural?
Yo, go ahead and give me your number four. We're going to save our last three. We're going to save our last three, but what is your number four?
My number four is food spots in Atlanta, period. I'm going to be in there and out of there.
Thank you. Okay. So my number four is the same. My number four of top 10 things I'm going to plan on doing when we can get back to a new normal is to dine at a 5-star restaurant outdoors and order the most expensive steak. I want I want the tomahawk steak. I want you to go ahead. I want you to sous vide that shit. And after you sous vide it, I want you to go ahead and reverse sear it. After you reverse sear it, I need it to be medium. I want it to be pink as a pussy, but not red like a period pussy. I don't want my shit bloody. I want my shit to be nice and pink in the center. And then I don't want it to be like a cheeseburger. So don't give me well-done steak. Give me a nice medium steak where the juices are flowing, but it's not bloody. I need that. I want my sides to hopefully be either cauliflower or broccoli. And if it's not broccoli, I want a nice salad, not Caesar, just a regular ass salad with tomatoes, a little bit of onion, some pepper salt, maybe some paprika on it. Like, I trust me, I'm very specific when I go to these steakhouses. Like, but at the end of the day, I need the most expensive steak. I want a tomahawk steak or whatever the fuck they can give me that look like it still moves. That's what I want. That is definitely on my list. Shane, let's get these voices. How the fuck do y'all keep leaving these voicemails? I love y'all so much.
Yeah, we'll definitely check out Saturday. love to listen to different topics and talk about all kinds of things, man. I love all kinds of stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world. The most important thing that's going on right now that no one talks about, that needs to be talked about, that is the only thing that I care about right now, you know, when I talk about waking people up and wanting people to understand what's going on in the world and what's actually happening, right in front of everyone's faces is, what I really love to talk about, you know, and you know, it's about, you know, just we gotta save these kids, we gotta get them out. This shit is real, right? They're taking them. It's been going on forever. Harvesting, it's all about harvesting adrenochrome.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.